everybody. Welcome to the Francast. This is a show where we talk about everyone's favorite show from the 90s, The Nanny. And we're back. It's very exciting.
Woo!
Yes. Yes, I'm film critic Rachel Wagner, and Larry's here.
Hello.
And Colleen is here.
Hi, everybody.
And how have y'all been?
Doing all right.
Pretty good. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, very exciting. Colleen and I actually got to meet.
Yes. Yay! That was fun.
Oh, yeah. It did happen.
Yes.
Yes.
Took a little trip out to Oceanside, and Colleen was kind enough to drive up or drive down and see me, and it was so fun.
We had a good time. Yeah,
we did. It was really, really fun. And it's been interesting because I was saying off air that that I feel like we had this like little window of time during the pandemic to do the recaps, and then like as soon as we finished, like life got so busy with a million other things. I don't know. You feel that way, Larry?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah, because you started a new podcast. Is that right?
I did.
Yeah.
One we've been talking about starting forever. And then finally it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I finished listening to your highly controversial Marvel ranking.
Yes.
The other day.
My friend Ren, like I say in there. I don't know about her ranking style, but it's there now. So
yeah, that's right. Well, what we're doing today is we are finally doing our top 10 Nanny episodes ranking podcast. And this is something that we have been talking about for a while. We're finally getting it done. And so it's hard to pick the top 10 episodes. I would say any episode of The Nanny is better than not an episode of The Nanny. So, so it's tough, six seasons, but it's going to be fun. And I'm sure we'll have some in common, but also some difference. So it should be pretty fun. So let us know if you're listening, what your favorites are and what you would pick and what you think of our picks. If you're outraged, please let us know. And yeah, so let's just get started with our number 10 picks. So Colleen, do you want to go first? What's your number 10?
Sure. So my number 10 is the pilot. And the reason I'm not normally a huge fan of pilot episodes in general, because I don't think they're, I mean, I know they're designed to, they have a purpose to set up the story and to introduce the characters, and some are better than others. And for me, though, it had to be on this list, but it was, you know, out of the 10, it was my least favorite of the 10 I chose because I don't know. Just wasn't my favorite all around. I liked the way they introduced it. But what really sells me on this is the theme song, because then you get to know the whole thing. And the theme song is really the key to this pilot. So that was my number 10 for that. Mainly for the song.
Yeah. Yes, I have that on my list. What about you, Larry? Do you have the pilot on your list?
I do have the pilot on my list as well.
So we'll be talking more about that coming up. Very good. So my number 10 is the Kindervelt Days is my number 10. And I think that this is one of the best episodes with the relationship of Maxwell and Fran. She has this this reunion, this of her camping in Kindervelt. It's called Kindervelt. And she doesn't want to go alone. She usually goes alone or with Val. And so she ends up winning this contest to have Eric Estrada go on a date with her. She's very excited. And he ends up bailing on her. And Mr. Sheffield comes in, saves the day. And they're dancing. And they just have so much chemistry. And I really love it, and has some good, also just some good jokes about Fran growing up, and I think there's a flashback sequence in this one, which is always good. And so it's really good. I love it. And the moment of connection between Fran and Maxwell when they're dancing is one of the first ones. So had to include it. So what about you, Larry? What do you have as number 10?
Okay, so my order is very loose, very, very loose. But at number 10, I put Franny's Choice. So I really just think it's our first evolution of Fran in season one. We see more of her dynamic with her former fiance and once again fiance the time being. And it just is a really like cute and touching episode in addition to some funny gags. But I don't know. I think it's one of those episodes that they really balance that well with the heartfelt stuff and the fun, more ridiculous stuff. And yeah, I think it's a really nice way kind of to cap off the season basically, or it's near the end of season one. So yeah, I went with Franny's
Choice. That's true. That is a good one. That with when she's saying goodbye.
Yeah.
And she's, do I have to tell the children? I think they'll notice you're gone. Yeah, that's a good one. I forgot about that one.
I know, there's so many.
I know. All right, Colleen, what's your number 9?
My number 9 is A Close Shave, which is just so funny. I mean, I don't really... It's funny. I wish I would have watched the scenes again or watched these. I didn't have time to watch these again.
Yeah.
But man, that's just a great episode. It's so much. It's just funny. I don't know what more to say.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds silly. Like, I'm like not mentally like, you know, thinking much. I mean, you guys are really thinking, I don't know. I'm just thinking more like what I liked. I'm not thinking so much about growth and maturity, which is maybe sounds silly, but like I'm just thinking about like what was like really stuck with me. Yeah, and this one stuck with me.
I'd be surprised. Is this on your list?
It is.
Yeah, it's on mine too. No, it's definitely one of the best.
Number two, we're all on the same page on two of them so far. Like we all have them on
Colleen,
the list
so you're far. Gonna have the popular list today.
Yeah. this one I think has some of the biggest laughs, just pure laughs. With, I mean, when she's putting the shaving cream on, and then Niles comes in and says, "Fucking for a race," you know?
Yeah,
it's hilarious, hilarious.
The thing that sticks out, and I know I mentioned this multiple times when we did the recaps, is like this is like the episode. That makes one of the episodes that makes me think most of Three's Company and the Jack Tripper, John Ritter kind of physical comedy in a way. Mm-hmm. And that was one of my favorite shows growing up because of him, because of the way he could, he just had a way with physical comedy. And I feel like this kind of reminiscent of that. So,
yeah, it definitely has that like madcap sensibility from like the Three Stooges or, you know, things like that, that kind of feel to it. Also, it's a good example of when Fran is doing a good job with her job, which I was like, because she's trying to teach Maggie to be responsible. And so that's good. So very good. My next pick is actually The Wedding. And I think that it's one of the best, I would say one of the best TV weddings ever. And you've waited so long, you're so primed, ready to go. And the only real like flaw with it is I don't like the ending with her falling off the boat. That's so dumb. I don't like that.
Right.
But other than that, I do like the best lighting is candle end or moon. That's one of my favorites. And I don't know, the whole episode, I like the beginning when we have five, what is it? We have 3 minutes, I think is what it says.
Yeah.
We have 3 minutes left and only one man could satisfy a woman in 3 minutes. Colonel Sanders.
Yes.
I like her fighting with the lady at the lingerie store. And she's like, that's funny when they don't have her her outfit. And then and then them trying to get help and I don't know, Val. Can we not revisit that? Funny. Also very sweet with things like Sylvia reading the letter she wrote when Fran was born. That's very sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And the wedding itself is the way they take time to have that Jewish prayer is really beautiful. So I don't know. It's just overall, I think it's a great episode. And I also really loved our recap of that episode. I thought that was really fun. And having the wedding planner there and talking about, I thought that was one of the best episodes we did of the recap. So that also kind of adds a little bit to me for the wedding.
Yeah.
Did you guys have the wedding on your list?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I don't.
Ah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Larry, what do you have at number 9?
So I'm going to have some really random choices coming up. So don't feel bad, Colleen.
That's awesome.
My choices are going to be random and ones I don't know that y'all are going to put on yours. One I know for sure not. But my next one is Tattoo.
Oh, that one's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like what Colleen was just saying when she was talking about cliche. I just think it's really funny. It's one of those like ridiculous hijinks type of episodes, but just her in all these different outfits and Mr. Sheffield just so obsessed with trying to find out where her tattoo is and what it looks like.
Yeah, and that the ping pong game they play at the end of that is really funny.
Yes, and then then that sexually charged ping pong game to close it all off is really funny. I think it's a really fun episode.
Yeah, I love her and Val talking, and Val's like, Mr. Sheffield's going to see you. I was like, yes, Val.
Yeah, duh. That's the point.
Yes. That's a good one. I like that one a lot. All right, Colleen, what's your number 8?
My number 8 is First Date.
That's a good one.
That whole state thing with Elton John. I thought it was so funny.
Yeah.
I love Elton John. It was just
yeah, that one was really funny. That's definitely one of the best guest episodes.
He might be
for sure.
He's probably the best one in my opinion, the best guest star they had. So it was a good one.
Yeah,
and I thought they just had made a good use of him with the whole thing.
Yeah, that was really funny. Well, my number 8 is The Engagement, and I love this episode. This is probably the one that I have like fast forward and rewatched the most in my life. episode. And I love the fact that he gives her the pop top, and it's so, I don't know, romantic and sweet. And I love that they use Cherish as their sort of song. I think that was very sweet, and I think they have great chemistry. It's just so gratifying, it's so well done, because you've been waiting all these seasons for them to finally get engaged, and when they do, I just think it's perfect. So it's my number 8. But Larry, what about you? What's your number 8?
Okay, so coming in at number 8 for me is The Wine Cellar.
Oh, that's a good one.
I really like when we get Fran and Cece together doing their own little shenanigans. And I think this is probably the funniest episode, that they're just stuck together.
Yeah.
Plus, we have Sylvia running around upstairs, and her fabulous birthday dress that she gets in this episode, mm-hmm. but just their stories in that wine cellar, the dimples everywhere, not a one on a face. Yeah. Just is really funny. And then getting to see Cece in that big, fine style hair.
Yeah. I love it when she's like, you were alone on an island with him and he never made any move. Yeah, that's a very funny episode. And Cece's just getting more and more stressed out by the minute. Yeah, very good. All right, Colleen, what is your number 7?
Well, it's the wine cellar.
Oh,
yay! I love that one. Yes. I remember vividly the hair. Like, when her hair got big, that's like just... Oh my God, I just crack up.
Yeah.
So I agree with everything you said. It was the first time you really got to, really got to see them have to interact. Like, they were stuck together, so they had no other choice but to speak to each other and try to figure out what to do. And mm-hmm. I thought it was like a tiny bit of evolution in that they still hated each other, but at least they were working together, for lack of a better word. And it was just very funny all around. So
that's a good one. I forgot about that one, but it's a good one. All right. My number 7 is a close shave.
Okay.
So awesome. I already talked about that one, but it's so funny and also sweet moments between Fran and Maggie. It's one, definitely one of the best. So what about you, Larry? What's your number 7?
All right, Colleen, brace yourself. Coming in at number 7, I have lamb chops on the menu.
Controversy.
This one is really funny. I definitely considered it.
I know for sure Colleen won't have one of my picks on hers.
That would be on my 10 worst.
Sure.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, if we do a 10 worst. That would be on it.
I think Lamb Chops on the Menu is a really funny episode. Lamb Chop is hilarious to me here. I loved this like saucy little puppet. And then, of course, everything to do with Chester is one of the best Chester episodes of the series. Mm-hmm. And having Fran like try to figure out a way to wiggle her own way out of a scenario that she thinks has happened is always a good time. Waiting for then finding him like on the back of the sweater at the end. I think it's really funny and is one of my favorite guest stars on the show. Yeah. Little Lamb Chop.
Yeah, that one is really funny. I definitely considered it as well. It's really funny. So I'm with you there. All right. What is your number 6, Colleen?
My number 6 is the wedding. So mm-hmm. I don't have much to say beyond what you've already said about it, other than I thought her gown was pretty. It was very nice. Mm-hmm. I thought everything was just beautiful. The look of the wedding, it was very... but late 90s, right? It was just a beautiful wedding. I thought it was really well done. I thought the Jewish traditions were great. It was just romantic. And the ending stunk. But I kind of can cut it off before that point.
Yeah.
You know. But the rest of the actual wedding for a TV wedding was just really beautiful overall.
Agreed. All right. Well, my number 6 is Call Me Fran is my number 6. And there are two reasons. First, it is such a huge episode as far as Maxwell and Fran's relationship. Obviously, that's the theme of my picks. but I love the kiss in this episode. I love just the ending when he says, all I know is I don't want you to go. It's so good. So good. And also the scenes between Fran and Sylvia are hilarious in this episode when she's like eating that chicken and like telling her,
oh my gosh,
this is so funny. We're not sophisticated people. Like I love that episode. And so it's also a really good fashion episode. It's, I don't know if it's the first time we see the orange coat, but it's one of the most memorable with that. And so it had to make my list. Call me Fran. Mm-hmm. what about you, Larry? What's your number six?
So my number six is Close Shave.
Hey!
Yeah, everything that happens with the shave itself is hilarious. Pretty much everything in that hospital is some of the most funny physical comedy of the entire show. And yeah, I really think it's one of the funniest episodes. So
yeah,
that's why it also made my list.
All right, Colleen, what's your number five?
Okay. This may or may not be controversial. I don't know. Because I know most of the episode wasn't great. But I chose number five, Not Without My Nanny, just for the end.
Oh, yeah. It's a really good ending. It's really good.
The main reason. The rest of the episode is too...
yeah.
Not great. Kind of yuck almost in a way. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the ending was worth watching the rest of it because it's so good. So for me, that's my number five. I have weird reasons for picking things, but
it's a good fashion one as far as the costumes. Like Fran looks so beautiful throughout that one.
But the whole the Sultan and all that, ugh, I hated all that part. But getting to the end was worth the payoff. Like if the payoff was worth it.
It is a good ending. There's no doubt. Well, my number five is Imaginary Friend. Is my number five. I think this episode is really funny when Fran eats Gracie's imaginary friend. Mm-hmm. And she's like trying to spit it out. I didn't eat it. And then you have them doing the resuscitation of the imaginary friend, and they get out the pot lids, and they're like, boom. This is funny to me. And everyone's like, you ate it. I didn't eat her. And it's also very sweet, though. And they get to the therapist's office, and it turns out that Fran is kind of has replaced Gracie's need for the imaginary friend. It's very sweet over there, and some funny jokes as well. And I don't know. I just think it's that the whole sequence from when she first eats the imaginary friend to them doing the CPR or whatever is just one of my favorites of the whole show. Very funny to me.
Yes.
So, Larry, what is your number five?
Okay, so coming in at number five, I actually have Stock Tip. Because again, I love Fran's physical comedy. When she gets to really lean into that like Lucille Ball influence, I think she's great. And I think this episode is basically an episode of I Love Lucy, just in the Franverse. But seeing her dress up as Wilbur and to go into that country club and convince Maxwell not to invest in this man's project is really funny. Pretty much everything inside of that country club I think is hilarious. Then like the weird odd sexual tension between her and Maxwell during all of this is fun. So I think it's really funny.
They did a good job like making her look like practically a different person. Like she looks so different. It's not just one of those kind of cheap cheap transformations. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
They do like more than just put a beard on her. They like do the makeup work to really transform it.
Yeah. That's a good one. I hadn't thought of that one, but that's a very good one. So
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So, Colleen, what is your number four?
Again, following you guys, the pattern I did with Larry, my number four is imaginary friend. Because
yeah,
that same scene you just discussed, I just remember us talking about it, and we couldn't stop laughing. Like,
yeah,
it was just so funny. It was probably the most memorable kitchen scene I think that the nanny might have ever had. It was so funny. It was just hysterical, and I thought it was when I look back now at the beginning. When I watched the first season of The Nanny and I think back, I'm like, maybe the Gracie stuff was a little much, but there was a lot of heart. There was a lot of sadness there and a lot of she didn't know what to do with her feelings, losing her mother, but being so young and everything. So I thought how they dealt with it and her going to a therapist. I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Right.
But the imaginary friend was just hilarious. So
that's very good choice. I obviously agree. Well, my number four is Canasta Masta. I really think this one is funny. I love it when Fran does like the baby voice. It always makes me laugh. And she's like, they were my friends first. And I love that. And just everything between Fran and Sylvia and Yetta and it's Yetta's team and Brighton being good at canasta, who would do? There's a lot of funny jokes in this episode, and the first time we meet Steve and Edie on the show. So it's one of my faves. What about you, Larry? What is your number four?
Well, I guess I will join the club. And at number four, I also have imaginary friends.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah.
It's great. And this is another one that has a lot of heart to it as well. Like, it's really funny and the entire setup is great. But it also has like this really heartfelt payoff with Fran and Gracie and the impact that she's making on the family and specifically on Gracie in this case. So I think it works up and down across the board.
Yeah. Very good. All right, Colleen, what is your number three?
This one was well received by you guys or not. I'm trying to remember. But my number three is I Don't Remember Mama from the end of finale of season one. And the reason I really picked it is because out of all of the nanny episodes ever done, this is the one I remember the most. It always sticks with me.
Oh,
by title even. Like, I actually remember by title what episode this was. And I don't know if it's because maybe I've seen it more times over the years, perhaps on reruns. But I just really liked it. I thought it was a really sweet one. I liked the little, guest star of Patti LaBelle. I liked the little competition with the other stage mom and daughter. I thought it was sweet what Fran did for Gracie. I just liked the whole thing. I thought it was sweet. Is this one of the ones we talked about being a weird finale? I can't remember.
Yes. That was our main gripe, is that the last two episodes should have just been swapped.
Right. But it was a good episode in general. It just was a weird finale. But I just love that one. It sticks with me the most out of all of them.
That's a really good one. And we get that weird chin puppetry thing. I don't know what you call it, but it's great. I love
it. Yeah, like, it's really funny.
I can still sing, like, everything you can do, I can do better. Yeah. You know what? I'm like, oh my gosh, it sticks with me.
Yeah, that one is, and that's a good fashion one too.
Yes.
Yeah. So, good choice. All right. Well, my number three is Fran Light. And this is just, I think, a very, very, very funny episode. First, you have the reason why it's called Fran Light is you have the Mr. Sheffield dating the Fran copy. And I love the fact that Fran, like, just totally gets along with her. And it's like, oh, she's just delightful. You know, really funny. But my favorite part about the episode, though, is actually the B plot with Brighton being worried he's small in the locker room.
Fran, oh, yes.
You mean Gherkin? You know, that whole thing is really funny. And the way that Maxwell responds to it and the... just, I think it's very, very, very funny. So it had to be in my list. Larry, what about you? What is your number three?
So at number three, I actually have The Engagement.
I didn't realize.
I too.
As I was working around on my little list, it just found its way higher. Yeah. It's another one I think that just has... It's a like touching episode, but also again it's funny because you have all of these great characters that they bring together in this little engagement scenario, having all of the rumors spread so that Fran knows what's coming, leading up to that moment, and then of course getting the finale with the like little what is it, soda pop or whatever type of can, pop top can. To be her ring. It's just, it's really sweet and it's fun as well. So The Engagement, high on my list. Who knew?
That's
so
very exciting.
Wow, are you becoming a softy?
I know.
I mean, a romantic for our eyes. Very good. Colleen, so what is your number two?
My number two is Canasta Master. I love that
so
one.
Good.
That one sticks with me too. I love the fact that Brighton found something he was good at. I like that, even though it was highly unconventional. I did get a kick out of Steve and Edie, and I get a kick out of Niles with his risky business.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Little reproduction or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's just a good episode. And the whole thing between Fran being upset about not being able to play and not being the best and all that. Yeah. Like you mentioned, not so much the baby talk itself, but the dialogue is good.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then she gives the guide for the buffet, trains Maggie. That's really funny.
Oh, yeah, that's this one. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a great
save everything for the shrimp and proteins at the end. Hello. It's really funny. Very, very good. All right. Well, my number two is the pilot. I just think it's such a perfect pilot. Like, it's, I mean, and it really showed when they did that pilot read through during the pandemic. And it was just like, this is just so strong. Like, you get to know these characters so well in just 22 minutes, and they cram so much into such a short period of time. We get to learn about Fran, about Maxwell, about Cece. We get moments with all of the kids when Maggie comes down in her dress, and Maxwell's just, I had no idea how much she looked like her mother, and you have the literally from the song where the lady in red, where everybody else is wearing tan, and because Fran has her red dress, which is iconic, and then also her beret outfit that's very iconic with the leopard print, and it's so well done, and so it had to be one of my favorites. So,
Yeah. So, Larry, what's your number two?
So, coming in at number two for me, I have First Date. It's one I just think is really funny. It's like one of the funniest episodes of the whole series to me.
Yeah.
Just from the identity theft of poor Yetta. She's like voting in a restroom. But when she like goes in and steals her outfit, I think it's hilarious. And then when she gets to the table, like Alton's took us, like everything she does because she can't see, eating nonsense, like it just is so ridiculous. And then all of this for her to yell that, like, yoo-hoo again as she's leaving and expose herself. Yeah, I think it's hilarious. It's my favorite guest feature on the show. Yeah. Like Colleen said, I think they utilize Elton John really well. Mm-hmm. And he's game. He's totally fun as well. So I love it.
It's a really good one. Very funny. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. All right, Colleen, drumroll, what is your number one?
My number one is the engagement. So you guys have pretty much said, you know, pretty much said everything I love about it. The ending is so sweet with the pop top. Just the fact that they went through all this and he couldn't make it happen the way he wanted to, but still was able to propose. And it was just so sweet and romantic. And I just love it. Who doesn't want to get engaged on like a trash, like a heap of trash? I'm being sarcastic. He's cute.
No, it really is, because he's going to propose no matter what. Like, he's made his mind up, and that's just, there's something really romantic about that.
There is, especially for someone who was so hesitant for how many years.
Yeah.
To do anything, definitely. To make a move. So, yeah. But it's great.
Oh, very good. Well, I kind of cheated for my number one.
Uh-oh.
My number one is a combined episode. It's An Affair to Dismember and Best Man, which that Best Man is the continuation of the story. So I feel like combined, those are, it's my favorite. And so in An Affair to Dismember, Fran kind of begrudgingly takes Maxwell's brother Nigel out and shows him a fun time, and they become more and more attached, and he ends up proposing to her, and she really has a hard decision to make, because she can wait for Maxwell and be just frustrated because he had taken back I love you, and so she was really debating, and I just love that scene when she puts the letter on Maxwell's desk, and you just see, I think it's some of the best acting that Fran does in the whole show. Like, you just, I think you really feel for her in that moment. And then she rushes and misses the boat, and then she, it's kind of funny how she's able to get the letter back. And that whole scene with her and Maxwell, with him helping her with her her ankle, very sweet. And some things are just meant to be with them. And then in The Best Man, if Maxwell finds out about this, that this happened, and he gets very upset, and they even call off the engagement for a little bit. But I just really like that whole arc. And when she says you've shed or something like that, then she says means meant to be, because that's what we are. We're naked without each other. Like my finger. It's really good. It's probably the one that I've watched the most is these two episodes. I really love these episodes. And Marla Maples in, and the whole thing when Fran makes Maxwell eat crow is really good. And so I love it. I think it's it's my favorite as far as their relationship, but then it's also both episodes are funny and well written. So that's my number one.
All right.
So Larry, what's your number one?
Well, I decided to be really basic, if you will, and I did go with the pilot as my number one episode. For a lot of the reasons Rachel said, it's really fun when a theme song and, you know, the little credits, the little animated credits in this case, literally are like the pilot. And getting to see that origin story play out is a lot of fun. And yeah, like Rachel said, you just get to know all of these different characters so fast. Like, it does a great job of introducing and telling you a lot about pretty much everyone that's in the show quickly and in a way that feels earned in a way. I don't know if that's really the best way to say it, but it doesn't feel cheap the way that they get there. And so I think it's just a really impressive pilot and stands up as one of the best episodes of the entire series.
Yeah.
Very right.
Good. All right. Well, let's go over our lists real quick. So number 10, I have Kindervelt Days. Number 9, The Wedding. Number 8, The Engagement. Number 7, A Close Shave. Number 6, Call Me Fran. Number 5, Imaginary Friend. Number 4, Canasta Masta. Number 3, Fran Light. Number 2, The Pilot. And number 1, An Affair to Dismember / Best Man. So, Colleen, what was your list?
Number 10 is The Pilot. Number 9 is Close Shave. Number 8 is First Date. Number 7, The Wine Cellar. Number 6, The Wedding. Number 5, Not Without My Nanny. Number 4, Imaginary Friend. Number 3, I Don't Remember Mama. Number 2, Canasta Masta. Number 1, The Engagement.
And Larry, what's yours?
So I have number 10, Franny's Choice. Number 9, Tattoo. Number 8, The Wine Cellar. Number 7, Lamb Chops on the Menu. Number 6, Close Shave. Number 5, Stock Tip. 4, Imaginary Friend. 3, The Engagement. 2, First Date. And number 1, The Pilot.
Very good. I did ask on Twitter, FrankCast14, people follow us there, and we got a few responses. Tom Source says, the one she goes to jail for kidnapping a baby. And that one, I forget what that one's called, but that one is very funny.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's one of the best Niles CeCe jokes when he gets that. That's very funny. Then Mark Dunphy says the finale. So that's interesting. That was good. It was very good finale. Mm-hmm. Yep. Kristen says, I haven't finished the series yet, but so far Close Shave comes to mind as a favorite.
Yes.
So those are some of the responses that we got.
Oh, how fun. Somebody watching for the first time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's and cool. Hopefully people are doing that with it being on HBO Max. So, and I think the first 3 seasons are on Tubi. So if you,
I have to say, maybe we just started a trend, who knows? Because after we started this series, when we first got here, it was on no streaming service. It was like nowhere for us to watch it online. And the DVD set was so hard to find. Like, we had to go to eBay and stuff. Yeah. Now it's at my local Walmart for like $30. I see it even Best Buy. Now I'm seeing it in stores when I go. I'm like, oh, there's the little nanny set. And now, it's on HBO Max. It's on Tubi. I'm like, oh, gosh, now it's everywhere.
Yeah. You're welcome, world.
Yeah. We suffered so that you could have easy access to the nanny.
Yeah,
we paid our dues.
That's right. Well, this was really fun and nice time to look back on some of our favorite episodes. Let us know if you're listening what your favorite episodes are. And you can let us know on Twitter at FrankCast14. We would love to hear your thoughts. And Colleen, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lily44094, and our Francast Instagram is Francast1993.
Great. And Larry, where people find you?
So I've changed my stuff since last recorded. Mr. So Rebrander. It's a little bit different of a spiel. You can find me at Chili Boy Productions on both YouTube and Instagram, and Chili Boy YT on Twitter.
Great. Yeah, I'll have to change it in the description.
It's been out there for so long, so it's new for everyone.
Yeah. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. And also make sure you're following the Hallmarkies podcast. We got lots of fun stuff coming up. Finishing our Christmas and July coverage. So make sure that you check out over there. We would really appreciate it. So this has been a lot of fun. And we will hopefully find some other things to cover. For now, this was a lot of fun to get together, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye, everyone.
Bye.